This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07, 56 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for cloudy skies all day. Rain likely, 60% chance, probably in the afternoon. Our high temperature today only in the low 60s, so the temperatures will stay pretty close to where they are. The second indictment of five of the UNC football scandal will be unsealed today. Orange County District Attorney Jim Woodall says one of the remaining four indicted is scheduled to turn him or herself in. That person's first court appearance is scheduled for 2 p.m. in Hillsborough. He says between the time of the surrender and the court appearance, the additional indictments will be made public because of their connection to the person surrendering. Jennifer Lauren Wiley Thompson appeared in court on Thursday for her first appearance on charges of athlete and agent inducement, which breaks the Uniformed Agent Act. Those charges are the first in the history of the law that can be found, according to District Attorney Woodall. Thompson is alleged to have provided money and two round-trip plane tickets to former UNC football player Greg Little in order to get him to sign a contract with an agent. If she's found guilty, she could face a maximum prison sentence of 15 months and up to a $25,000 fine. For the full story on Thompson and the unprecedented nature of the indictments, visit our website at chapelborough.com. The Central West Steering Committee is on track to present its drafted plan to the Chapel Hill Planning Board next Tuesday. And the group, which is disposed to having disagreements, decided to schedule an additional meeting on Monday, though all the members won't be present. Committee member Sarah McEntee said she wanted to spend more time working on important details that were not addressed fully in the plan.
I think this is a good start, but it's not finished. And I think that to put a stamp on it at this time would be very premature.
The committee's looming deadline is November 25th, when it will present final recommendations to the Chapel Hill Town Council for approval. Since December of 2012, the committee has worked to craft its vision for future mixed-use development in the area, which is near the intersection of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Recommendations in the detailed plan include use and heights for the proposed development and suggestions for bicycle and pedestrian amenities. Chapel Hillian Blair Pollock said during the public comment period he was pleased with the provision for pedestrians and bicyclists.
Really excited and happy to see that on the north side of Estes there's a plan for a wide path more for non-motorized transportation.
The committee made revisions to the draft on Tuesday evening in the sections dealing with streetscapes, transportation, and stormwater management. Before getting into the minutia of the meeting, the committee took time to read the draft and then gave feedback. Julie McClintock, who has been vocal about her frustration with the process, said she believed that the transportation section, which in part discusses development and its impact on traffic in the area, won't be completed or adequately addressed by next Tuesday.
And I know the staff's doing the best they can, but this is an artificially imposed deadline, and we can't really do a good job, a thoughtful job.
Town staff said that more in-depth traffic analysis would be incorporated into the plan next week. McClintock added that she did not think the draft had progressed and that it laid a good framework for moving forward. She did think that the draft had progressed. My apology. Development and its relationship with stormwater management has been a contested topic over which many community members have voiced concerns. Town planner Megan Woolley said that section of the plan was reviewed by the town's stormwater management division. She said adjustments were made for practical purposes between stringent regulations and realistic expectations. Committee member David Tuttle said he would rather step up stormwater infrastructure given the flash flooding that swept through Chapel Hill this summer. The group agreed to meet again Monday at 3 p.m. at a location still to be determined and will then present its recommendations to the planning board on Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the Public Works Building 2 on Millhouse Road, just off Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. WCHL News Time 6:11. More news in just a moment.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Louise Barnum. I'm a broker at Weaver Street. I've been an owner since 1987. I've been partners with Gary and Jay since then, and that's longer than many marriages. I chose Weaver Street because they were not a traditional firm, focused on interesting properties, and I felt like I could grow in a way that I couldn't if it was a place where I had to wear a certain color of coat.
Louise Barnum prides herself on being a good listener.
When folks come to me and say, we want you to help us find a house, I stop them and say, where do you work? Where's your community? What do you need to get to? How much time do you want to spend outside? Because that's about your lifestyle. A house, it's a sanctuary, the place that you go to regroup and to heal and to eat and to sleep and to rest yourself. And there's usually lifestyle issues around that.
You really get to know your customers really well. I mean, you spend a lot of time with them and you get to know what they're like, not just what they want.
Oh, absolutely.
You enjoy that part of it?
That's the part that I love about it. I love the problem solving and being deeply involved with people in a critical, expensive decision. I'm a quiet, introverted human being. I love the intensity. I love the trust you have to have between your client and yourself. I love pulling my best effort for somebody. It matters a lot to me.
It's easy to find out more about Weaver Street Realty.
We have a dynamite website that we spent lots of time creating. It's fun. It gives a really good flavor of who we are as individuals. And that's at www.weaverstreetrealty.com.
Louise Barnum and your friends at Weaver Street Realty are in a beautiful old building at 116 East Main Street.
It's a wonderful spot, and we're very grateful to be there and to be an anchor for Carrboro.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Orange County commissioners might be willing to consider a bond referendum to finance repairs on aging schools, but they want to make sure it will delay the need for new buildings. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Orange County commissioners last night signaled they might be willing to shift the focus of a proposed $100 million bond referendum. In a prior discussion, the board had talked about getting voter approval to finance a new jail and a fifth middle school for the Chapel Hill Carver City School System. Those two projects alone would total $73 million. But school board members from both the Chapel Hill Carver and Orange County districts say aging schools are badly in need of repair. They estimate fixing those could cost as much as $230 million. Commissioner Mark Dorison said he'd like some guarantee from district officials that renovating older schools would increase student capacity, delaying the need for new buildings.
I think if we're getting any money into the renovation of these older schools, which is much needed, I think we ought to demand that any renovation increase capacity, whether it's in the middle school, whether it's in the elementary school, whatever those plans are, that money should have as a additional benefit that it's going to push out either the next middle school, the next elementary school, the next high school, whatever it is.
If voters approve a $100 million bond package, Assistant County Manager Clarence Greer told the board that could mean raising the tax rate by 4.18 cents for the next 20 years to cover the $6.7 million annual debt payments. In order to get the referendum on the ballot for the November 2014 election, the school boards and commissioners must come up with a list of priorities by early June. Chapel Hill Carrboro administrators have already completed a detailed assessment of the district's older buildings, while Orange County school officials have a study underway. County commissioners will discuss the timing of the possible bond package at a meeting later this fall. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Town Council candidate Maria Palmer says she's concerned about the town's budget, and if elected, will address its shortfalls.
We are spending more than we're bringing in, and we are rapidly using our reserves. And we cannot continue laying off people or not replacing people who leave. Town services will suffer.
Nine candidates are contending for four seats on the Chapel Hill Town Council. Palmer says she has three areas that need improvement to get the town's budget back on track.
We need to increase that commercial tax base. We need to look at what we're spending and where we're spending it. But primarily, we need to develop Chapel Hill so that we have more density and more commercial development that can sustain the services we have.
WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Maria Palmer about her seeking election to the town council and how she believes she will best serve you. Tune in at the bottom of the hour. You'll hear more of this interview coming up on WCHL. And the whole interview is on our website at chapelboro.com. Between now and Election Day, WCHL will continue to preview each of the local candidates one-on-one. WCHL News Time, 617. WCHL Championship Sports coming up just a few minutes here. All right, now let's take a look at traffic and weather together. And this traffic report, first one of the morning, brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble today. All around man about town, musician, nice guy, Berkeley Grimble, Grimble Jewelers. They're always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza. Right next door to Whole Foods, so no way you can miss it. All right, today's traffic, not a lot right now. Situation will certainly change a little bit later on. Rand Northam back in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning. You will hear from him within about a half hour on WCHL. In the meantime, if you spot anything we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL if you have information to pass along. We will, in turn, pass it along to everyone else. But right now, as far as we know, everything's looking good. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Southern Season. Celebrate fall flavors at Southern Season, where they've got all your tailgating essentials and seasonal snacks on hand. Located at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. Another great fall day, 57 degrees this morning starting out, and we'll have cloudy skies all day, 60% chance of rain probably in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the low 60s, so not a lot of variation. It's definitely fall out there. Leaves falling, and tonight cloudy, rain likely, mainly in the evening. Overnight low in the low 50s. Chance of rain remains at 60%. And then tomorrow, a 50% chance of rain all day. Cloudy skies, high in the middle 60s. Tomorrow night, nope, not changing. 50% chance of rain with a low in the low 50s. And Friday, a little bit better. We'll still have the clouds, but just a 20% chance of rain. And the high in the upper 60s, a little bit warmer as well. Well, on the way next on WCHL, we will take a look at WCHL Championship Sports. And that will be brought to you by UNC Healthcare.
UNC Family Medicine is proud to announce the grand opening of a new Saturday morning sports injury clinic to treat your acute injuries. UNC Family Medicine will treat everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provide surgical consults and concussion evaluations. And you can walk in without an appointment from 8 to 10 a.m. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
2 hours. That's all it takes to change a life. Dedicate 2 hours a week to the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. You can make a difference in a life of a kid like me. My mentor helps me make good grades and make good life decisions. Just 2 hours of your time could really help another student make it to graduation. For more information, contact Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate at 918-2170. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program and kids like me.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Stutz. The number 12 UNC men's soccer team continued its tumble from the top with a Tuesday night overtime loss to number 13 Clemson. Carolina dropped the 2-1 decision at Fetzer Field in chilly, damp conditions. The offense was as dreary as the weather last night as the Tar Heels failed to capitalize on goalkeeper Brendan Moore's continued fine play, totaling 7 saves in the contest. The shot opportunities may have been few and far between for the Tar Heels, but in the 68th minute, the equalizer came from midfielder Veneri Valema. Carolina almost escaped with a win at the end of regulation when Jordan McCrary, first time to cross towards the wide-open net. However, the shot went high. The game clock expired to send the match into overtime. Clemson netted the game winner just 98 seconds into the overtime frame to give Carolina its first conference loss and its second loss overall for the season. Struggling Tar Heels next hit the road to take on Boston College on Saturday at 7 p.m. We're talking about Carolina men's soccer. You can read the story and follow all the latest on Carolina men's soccer on WCHL's website, chapelbro.com. UNC freshman Jamie Loeb is starting her first year at Carolina in style. Loeb claimed the 2013 Riviera ITA Women's All-American Championships, becoming the first freshman since 2004 to win the singles title. Low beat top-seeded Robin Anderson, representing UCLA. 6-4, 6-love to wrap up her nine-day odyssey to the tennis championship. What's more, Loeb now has etched her place in Carolina athletics history. She became the first Tar Heel in school history to take home the illustrious Women's All-American Championships. And Jamie Loeb seemed to really take her game to the next level as the tournament progressed, refusing to drop a single set in main draw play as the competition level rose. She was a giant killer, eliminating the top three seeds in the competition during her memorable title run. With a record-breaking win, Loeb earned an automatic bid to the USTA ITA National Indoor Intercollegiate Championships from November 7th through 10th at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. So congratulations, UNC freshman tennis player Jamie Loeb, really getting her career off to a great start here in Chapel Hill. We'll have more WCHL championship sports coming up in an hour on WCHL. So we'll have more on the Tar Heel football team as well, just getting started to take advantage of an extra week. Tar Heels will be taking on Miami a week from Thursday night. Of course, you will hear it right here on WCHL.
And now it's time for the professionals, local service, daily insights.
I'm Terry Turner from Weaver Street Realty. I'm the business manager, and my job description is pretty much anything that needs to be done. I have to back up the brokers and
do a little bit of everything.
You pretty much are the glue that holds it all together, and everything kind of goes through you.
That is true. I'm the person that's there the most. I'm the one that answers the phone and fills in the holes. You know, jack of all trades, master of none, cat herder, because we have so many personalities. You know, you have to have a sense of humor because, you know, everyone's schedules are busy. And, you know, I've been known to babysit children when they come to the office. Mm-hmm. We had an agent bring a goat to the office one time because somebody was buying it.
Wow.
So I was taking care of the little goat. You know, IT, I help people fix their computers, play host and ambassador when we have events. I mean, pretty much anything that needs to be done, I do my best to make sure happens.
Terry Turner says you will enjoy getting to know and doing business with Weaver Street Realty.
You will get a comfortable, welcoming, engaged group of people. We are very involved in the community, and we can help orient you to things that you are interested in, family things.
Whatever is important to you in your lifestyle.
Exactly. Our website is weaverstreetrealty.com. There's a lot of information on there. There's bios for all the agents so you can get a sense of each person. All our properties are on there. There's paragraphs about all our different communities, Silcope and Snow Camp and Saxbahaw, write-ups about those communities and what make them so interesting. Our office is at 116 East Main Street in downtown Carrboro. We've been in downtown Carrboro for 30 years, and our phone number is 919-929-5658.
This has been the Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insight.
625.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by LifeLock, relentlessly protecting your identity. This is Charles Osgood. Use my last name for 10% off on your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Just go to LifeLock.com and type in Osgood. The Supreme Court held a hearing yesterday on a case brought by Alabama businessman Sean McCutcheon challenging, under the First Amendment, the constitutionality of a remaining part of the campaign financing law, which limits the total amount a contributor can give to any number of candidates. Why the First Amendment? Here's what Sean McCutcheon says.
Being able to spread your political message is extremely important, and it's fundamental. That's why it's the First Amendment.
The court won't decide the case until next year, but in a moment we'll hear some of the arguments the court heard yesterday. Identity theft is still the fastest growing crime in America, which is why I'm a LifeLock member. Let me tell you something I've learned. An identity thief generally needs three things to steal your identity: your name, social security number, and date of birth, and they are not hard to find. Security breaches, when businesses' computers are hacked and records are stolen, happen almost daily. Consider all the places that hold on to your personal and financial records: your bank, your family doctor, online stores. The list is endless, which is why it's so hard to protect yourself on your own. Identity theft is a global problem, and it can happen to you. I've protected myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too. Visit LifeLock.com for details and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock and mention Osgood. Call 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
In 2010, the Supreme Court overturned part of the federal election law, saying it violated the First Amendment's guarantee of free speech. But it left standing limits to the total amount a contributor could give to several candidates for federal office. Reverend William Barber of North Carolina's NAACP argued yesterday,
"The law in all of its majesty wants to ensure constitutionally that the homeless person has as much free speech as a wealthy person."
The McCutcheon case makes no sense, Reverend Barber thinks.
"The Supreme Court, if it rules in favor of the McCutcheon, will be undermining our democracy and allowing it to be bought and paid for by the highest bidder."
One of McCutcheon's lawyers, Erin Murphy, disagrees with that logic. She says,
"It just doesn't make sense to continue to have limits where somebody can contribute to 9 candidates, but when they contribute to the 10th candidate, there's something impermissible about that."
Murphy also testified at the hearing.
"As we told the court, in a system like this one, where people are allowed to make unlimited independent expenditures, it just doesn't make sense to continue to have these aggregate limits on how much people can contribute in the most transparent ways possible."
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Orange County Solid Waste Management presents 2 free shred-a-thons for Orange County residents and businesses. The first one is tomorrow at University Mall across from Dillard's from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. But if you can't make it then, catch the second shred-a-thon on Saturday, October 12th, behind Home Depot in Hillsboro. Bring up to 5 Banker Box-sized boxes or large bags of paper to be shredded. 1 visit per person per shred. Be sure to remove any plastics first. Shred-a-thon number 1, tomorrow from 10 to 2 at University Mall.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruisers, good to go.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dance Design. It's half off, $30 towards costume rental, available now for $15. Need a Halloween costume? Dance Design of Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill has got you covered. Did you know that they have over 700 costumes in stock, and their experienced staff can work with you to find the perfect costume to make your Halloween a smashing success? It's half off from Dance Design. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Carborough's News Talk and Tar Heel Station.
It's 6:30 at WCHL, and time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And this forecast brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540. At the 751 exit, suffice it to say, it is not dream weather. It's 57 degrees right now. Lots of clouds all day. It's wet out there right now because of all the rain we've already had. Cloudy all day, rain likely 60%, probably a heavier chance of rain in the afternoon. Our high temperature today only in the low 60s, so not a lot of change there. Tonight, cloudy, 60% chance of rain, and low in the low 50s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies, 50-50 chance of rain with a high in the middle 60s. So that's our forecast.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
We'll be hearing plenty today about Janet Yellen as the president nominates her to head the Federal Reserve. University of Maryland economics professor Peter Morici.
She'll be a bit more liberal on the money supply than, say, Mr. Bernanke might be inclined to be over the next couple of years. But overall, it's a pretty good choice.
CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger with more.
Janet Yellen is currently the vice chair of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. She was appointed there back in October of 2010. Prior to this position, she actually was president of the San Francisco Fed, and she was also an economist at University of California at Berkeley.
Why nominate Yellen now to succeed Ben Bernanke on February 1st? White House correspondent Major Garrett.
The timing of this is not coincidental entirely. Certainly it could have been next week or the week after, but right in the midst of the shutdown and with the default potentially looming, the president wants to talk about an orderly functioning of the U.S. economy, and he believes a shutdown and a possible default undercut both.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, WCHL, I'm Ron Stutz. The second of five indictments in the UNC football scandal will be unsealed today. Orange County District Attorney Jim Woodall says one of the remaining four indicted is scheduled to turn him or herself in. That person's first court appearance is scheduled for 2 p.m. in Hillsborough. Woodall says between the time of the surrender and the court appearance, the additional indictments will be made public because of their connection to the person surrendering. Jennifer Lauren Wiley Thompson appeared in court on Thursday for her first appearance on charges of athlete agent inducement, which breaks the Uniformed Agent Act. Those charges are the first in the history of the law that can be found, according to Woodall. Thompson is alleged to have provided money and two round-trip plane tickets to former UNC football player Greg Little in order to get him to sign a contract with an agent. If she is found guilty, she could face a maximum prison sentence of 15 months and up to a $25,000 fine. Again, we are talking about Jennifer Lauren Wiley Thompson, known up until this point as Jennifer Wiley. For the full story on Thompson and the unprecedented nature of the indictments, visit our website at chapelbro.com. The director of communications for UNC's College of Arts and Sciences, Dee Reed, says UNC students are not taking advantage of the opportunity to get credit for fraudulent classes. Just one student out of the 46 current students who took fraudulent courses in UNC's Department of African and Afro-American Studies has registered for a free makeup course since the option was made available back in May. The makeup courses are part of the plan the university is implementing to protect the integrity of the school. After a review, the department determined that the courses were fraudulent. These makeup courses are offered to students at the expense of the university. Students receive letters from the school letting them know they won't get credit for the courses. Additionally, a hold was placed on the affected students' accounts. This prevents them from registering for future classes until they meet with an advisor to discuss their options. Additionally, they cannot receive a diploma until the hold is removed. Students have two other options as well. They may take an exam testing their knowledge on information that was supposed to be taught in the course. They may also submit coursework from the fraudulent classes to a committee for review. If the coursework proves adequate participation for a college course, they do not have to take a makeup class. We asked Dee Reed if students had taken advantage of these two options, and she did not immediately respond. For more information about the makeup courses, you can view this story on our website, chapelbro.com. The Central West Steering Committee is on track now to present its drafted plan to the Chapel Hill Planning Board next Tuesday, and the group, which is disposed to having disagreements, decided to schedule an additional meeting on Monday, though all the members won't be there. Committee member Sarah McEntee said she wanted to spend more time working out important details that were not addressed fully in the plan.
I think this is a good start, but it's not finished. And I think that to put a stamp on it at this time would be very premature.
The committee's looming deadline is November 25th, when it will present final recommendations to the Chapel Hill Town Council for approval. Since December of 2012, the committee has worked to craft its vision for future mixed-use development in the area, which is near the intersection of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Recommendations in the detailed plan include uses and heights for the proposed development and suggestions for bicycle and pedestrian amenities. Chapel Hillian Blair Pollock said during the public comment period he was pleased with the provision for pedestrians and bicyclists.
Really excited and happy to see that on the north side of Estes there's a plan for a wide path more for non-motorized transportation.
The committee made revisions to the draft on Tuesday evening in the sections dealing with streetscapes, transportation, and stormwater management. Before getting into the minutiae of the meeting, the committee took time to read the draft and then gave feedback. Julie McClintock, who has been vocal about her frustration with the process, said she believed the transportation section, which in part discusses development and its impact on traffic in the immediate area, won't be completed or adequately addressed by next Tuesday.
And I know the staff's doing the best they can, but this is an artificially imposed deadline, and we can't really do a good job, a thoughtful job.
Town staff said more in-depth traffic analysis would be incorporated into the plan next week. McClintock added she did think that the draft had progressed and that it laid a good framework for moving forward. Development and its relationship with stormwater management has been a contested topic over which many community members have voiced concerns. Town planner Megan Woolley said that section of the plan was reviewed by the town stormwater management division. She said adjustments were made for practical purposes between stringent regulations and realistic expectations. Committee member David Tuttle said he would rather step up stormwater infrastructure given the flash flooding that swept through Chapel Hill this summer. The group agreed to meet again Monday afternoon at 3 at a location still to be determined. It will then present its recommendations to the planning board on Tuesday night at 7 in the Public Works Building 2 on Millhouse Road. County commissioners might be willing to consider a bond referendum to finance repairs on aging schools, but they want to make sure it will delay the need for new buildings. Details on that story coming up in our next newscast. Chapel Hill Town Council candidate Maria Palmer says she is concerned about the town's budget and, if elected, will address its shortfalls.
We are spending more than we're bringing in, and we are rapidly using our reserves, and we cannot continue laying off people or not replacing people who leave. Town services will suffer.
Nine candidates are contending for 4 seats on the Chapel Hill Town Council. Maria Palmer says she has 3 areas that need improvement to get the town's budget back on track.
We need to increase that commercial tax base. We need to look at what we're spending and where we're spending it. But primarily, we need to develop Chapel Hill so that we have more density and more commercial development that can sustain the services we have.
WCHL's Rand Northam had a conversation with Maria Palmer about her seeking election to the town council and how she believes she will best serve you. You can tune in just after 7 o'clock, our next newscast, to hear more of the interview. Between now and Election Day, WCHL will continue previewing each of the candidates on a one-on-one basis. Students at about 80 elementary schools in North Carolina are scheduled to walk or bike to school to celebrate a global effort aimed at building awareness of the benefits of those exercises. The North Carolina Department of Transportation says the activities associated with International Walk to School Day today include one-day celebrations and months-long activities such as safety awareness campaigns and health and wellness promotions. North Carolina Department of Transportation Safe Routes to School program and Walk to School events have multiple goals. Among them is creating safer routes for walking and bicycling and emphasizing the importance of issues such as increasing physical activity among children, pedestrian safety, and building connections between families, schools, and the broader community. News around town this morning. You can join members of the community, town leaders, and business owners to discuss the future of Rosemary Street and the Rosemary Imagined Input Session October 29th. That session takes place from 6 until 7:30 p.m. at the Hargraves Community Center on North Roberson Street. This event is part of a 10-month-long process to bring together several recent initiatives into a complete vision for the future of Rosemary Street, one of the big ideas for the Chapel Hill 2020 Comprehensive Plan. If you'd like more information, you can view this news around town story on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Hughes says, let's keep it local when it comes to control and what happens in our community. That commentary is on the way in just a few minutes. And coming up in just a little while, we have a great hometown hero today, a man who really believes in volunteering to help others in the community. His name is Mike Gilliam. You will hear why he is our hometown hero of the day. Coming up in just a few minutes.
Exactly 5 years ago, Diamonds Direct came to Raleigh on a mission to revolutionize the way people here buy diamonds and bridal jewelry. Our concept was new to the Triangle then, but as second-generation diamond cutters, we were confident in our product. And after 15 years of selling to the public in Charlotte, we felt the Triangle was perfect for our unique concept. Diamond prices here were way too high, and selection was too limited. We came to give you a clear choice and a better alternative to old-style jewelry retailing. When we opened, word spread quickly. And today, Diamonds Direct Crabtree is one of the fastest-growing stores in America, with tens of thousands of satisfied customers and a solid reputation for quality, value, and service.
Hello, this is Barack Hennes, Vice President of Diamonds Direct Crabtree. I want to thank you for making us the leader in diamond and bridal jewelry. We love the Triangle and are thrilled to serve you, now and for years to come.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's only direct diamond importer and the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
Tired of your summer clothes? Then donate them to the PTA Thrift Shop on Elliott Road and shop for your new fall and winter wardrobe, as well as other seasonal merchandise. Hi, this is Barbara Jesse Black, Executive Director of the PTA Thrift Shop. You can shop us 7 days a week, and you are guaranteed that new merchandise is put out daily. And remember, your donation helps us support the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School PTAs. Visit our locations in Carrboro and Chapel Hill. The PTA Thrift Shop, so much more than a thrift store.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
57 degrees, cloudy, 642 WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Matt Hughes. A key principle of conservatives has always been that the government closest to the people is more responsive to the needs of the people and better connected. However, lately, that principle is nothing more than a hollow talking point. Raleigh Republicans have taken Asheville's city water system, moved to make local nonpartisan elections partisan, invalidated the Dix property lease from the city of Raleigh, and is in the process of taking Charlotte Douglas International Airport from the authority of the city of Charlotte. Of course, there's also our own local examples of the General Assembly refusing to authorize Chapel Hill's voter owned election program and attempting to invalidate local ordinances against public smoking. Our local leaders better understand the needs of our communities and craft policies which respond to those needs and are in line with the values of those communities. It appears as if leaders in Raleigh believe that our elected community leaders do not trust those who are closest to the people to govern effectively. Yet they expect local government to take on more responsibilities with fewer resources and even fewer choices. Perhaps it's best summed up by saying that the GOP leaders in Raleigh do not trust folks like our local elected leaders because they're leaders they don't like in cities they don't like advocating policies they don't like. Let's keep important local policy decision making where it belongs, locally, and encourage leadership in Raleigh to focus on the real issues affecting our state, like high unemployment, strengthening our education system, and covering the uninsured in our state. This is Matt Hughes.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina plays here, UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
In Carolina's 27-17 loss to Virginia Tech this past weekend in Blacksburg, Tar Heel freshman tailback TJ Logan saw the field for the first time this season after working back from a season injury. Logan finished with 25 yards rushing and returned a kickoff for 21 yards. So how did head coach Larry Fedora feel the freshman performed?
TJ made some mistakes out there, you know, went the wrong way a few times, blocked the wrong guy a few times. But, you know, it was really good to get him out there and get him some playing time and get him hit again and be on a football field. And he made some nice, you know, nice runs out there. He really did. And, you know, he's just going to get better every week. You know, that's the first time he's been on a football field since he was in high school, you know, as far as in a game.
What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now. At a time when you might have more financial questions than answers. And when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lane Stadium in Blacksburg is one of the toughest opposing venues in the league. How did the rookie handle the hostile environment in his first game?
I thought he handled the situation pretty good. I mean, that's a pretty good venue out there, you know, on the road, hostile crowd and a good crowd. And so, you know, other than the few mistakes he made, and it was every rep that he got was going to be good for him and good for the region.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
It's our Carolina Football on WCHL. Of course, we are your flagship station for Carolina Football. We always start our coverage at least 3 hours before game time on WCHL. Tar Heels' next action will be a week from tomorrow night against Miami. Special Thursday night game, national television. Carolina taking on the Hurricanes in Keenan Stadium starting at 7:45. There will be all kinds of special festivities downtown as well on West Franklin Street. And it will be a lot of fun, no question about it. WCHL, of course, will have its coverage always starting with Countdown to Kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays and Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz on the way.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know to review your auto policy well in advance of your teenager getting a driver's license? Adding a teenager to an automobile policy can triple your premiums. And if you don't have a stable relationship with your insurance company or agent, you may have a hard time securing the most preferred pricing. If you want to discuss strategies for keeping your costs low and providing the most protection for your family, call Hine Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your auto policy. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Confusion, anger, defensiveness. Talking with your loved ones that are suffering from dementia can be difficult and overwhelming. Here at HomeWatch Caregivers, we understand how hard this can be, and we're here to help you navigate through all the tough questions, emotions, and issues that dementia brings to a family. Let our trained staff help you sort through all the resources and establish a customized plan of care to be sure that your loved one is safe and comfortable. For more information, call 919-960-6038 or visit HomeWatchCaregivers.com. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
Hello, Tar Heel fans. This is Brian Pop, owner and operator of Landscape Logic. Fall seeding is around the corner. Having a nice lawn is not a product of good luck. It's an absolute science. At Landscape Logic, we are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to be successful and protect your economic and aesthetic investment. Ask about our aftercare programs, weekly maintenance programs, and references in your neighborhood. Visit us online at LandscapeLogicNC.com.
Landscape Logic is the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. That means it's really good. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, all attired in a medium blue shirt with matching tie and just coordinated at the yin-yang, ladies and gentlemen, Ron Northern.
Good morning, Ron.
Must take 3 hours to get ready every day, which means you must get up at about 3 o'clock in the morning.
I just don't go to sleep.
Well, you look good. You especially look good now that you're married. I guess Randy must be helping pick out your clothes or something.
She does. She does. Yeah. Often. She tells me, no, that looks stupid. Put it back.
Well, good, man. I've always liked to see personal improvement, and you've definitely experienced that.
That's right. Well, speaking of the misses, a happy birthday to Randy today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Big birthday today. So, not going to say how old she is, because it's just not nice, but I will say...
Oh, yeah, she's so old. Yeah.
...that she's older than me.
Is that right?
That's right. Hmm. Happy to rub that in any chance I get.
Well, happy birthday to Randy. I didn't know it was her birthday.
And today's the big day.
Otherwise, I might have gotten her a $10 gift certificate from UPS stores.
I imagine that's my fault. As many things are.
You can't remember how to get dressed and remember birthdays, too. So
that's right.
Oh, well. What's happening? Happy birthday, Randy.
Yeah.
And you are a very tolerant woman if you're married to Rand. So, what's happening with traffic?
Traffic moving smoothly right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'll continue to celebrate Randy's birthday all day. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Oh, yeah, I could use some right now. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. It is 57 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little cool and a lot cloudy. Cloudy all day. Rain likely. 60% chance of it. Probably more in the afternoon. High today in the low 60s. Tonight, more of the same. 60% chance of rain with a low in the low 50s. And tomorrow, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain and the high in the middle 60s. So not much hope for this forecast. It's going to be really cloudy and dreary and definitely cool. So wear long sleeves this morning. All right, time now for celebrity birthdays. Fivus Finkel. You know who I'm talking about? An actor. He was on Picket Fences. First time I ever saw him, I think. He was also on Boston Public. Fivus Finkel is 91 years old today. Nona Hendricks is 69. Singer Jackson Brown, one of my favorite singer-songwriters, 65 years old today. Actor Robert Wool, who starred in Arliss on television, 62. Manager, TV personality Sharon Osbourne of the Osbournes, married to Ozzy, 61 years old today. Actor Tony Shalhoub, who was on Monk and Wings, 60 years old today. Actor Scott Bakula is 59. Had an opportunity to meet him one time. He was here in town doing something at Playmakers. Scott Bakula, 59. Let's see here. Director Guillermo del Toro is 49. Singer PJ Harvey, 44. Singer Sean Lennon, John Lennon's son, 38 years old today. Actor Zachary Ty Bryan, who was on Home Improvement, one of the kids, 32. Actor Tyler James Williams, Everybody Hates Chris, is 21 years old today. And country singer Scotty McCreery, who is now a student at North Carolina State and has quite a successful singing career. He of course, won American Idol. Scotty McCreery is 20 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Jimmy Magoo from Carborough, who now lives in Bynum, has a birthday today. And Rebecca Stevenson Tomasini has a birthday. So does Greg Owens. And Greg Owens is our birthday winner of the day on WCHL. Greg, I hope it's a great birthday for you. And we're going to get you a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they always love taking care of their customers. Greg Owens, happy birthday from the UPS stores and all of us here at WCHL. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I feel, let's see.
I feel good.
Like I knew that I would now. I was just thinking, I'm just sitting here today and got nothing better to do. I got an idea.
Okay.
Freddie, yes. While you're here,
yes.
Why don't we do a trivia question?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Well, I mean,
I came prepared. It just came to me.
You're amazing.
I don't know. I saw you walk in.
Are you omniscient, clairvoyant?
I'm inefficient. Not necessarily proficient.
Well, if you were clairvoyant and omniscient, I was going to get you to buy my next lottery ticket.
I do have ESPN at my house.
Yes, you do. Like Red Wilson. Yes, you see. When did Red Wilson?
Red means go.
Yeah. Who also said, gentlemen, let's Simonize our watches. Yep, I was in the locker room for that one.
Were you really?
Yeah. I had to excuse myself.
Oh, boy.
Gentlemen, let's Simonize our watches.
Sort of like amphibious.
Yes.
Charles Shackelford.
Yes.
He can go with either hand.
Yes, he can.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, hey, let's not butcher the English language anymore. You got a good question?
Harry Potter.
Okay.
Did you ever watch Harry? I mean, did you ever watch or read the Harry Potter stuff?
I've never read any of them.
Yeah,
I've seen some of the movies.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan, but I've watched them.
Yeah.
With my kids, my wife.
Well, we're doing Harry Potter
characters
for those of you out there who were into all of J.K. Rowling's.
A lot of people are.
Literary efforts.
Yeah.
Yep. So here we go.
All right.
You're going to be glazed over on this one.
I might.
If Crookshanks is a cat.
Okay.
Dobby, a house elf, and Fang, a dog.
Uh-huh.
Then what non-human character in Harry Potter stories is Norbert?
Norbert?
Norbert. And it's not the Honeymooners and Art Carney.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Mike Gilliam of Chapel Hill is today's WCHL hometown hero.
The word retired just doesn't fit you. You have to be out doing something to help other people.
Life is too short to sit around and not get out there and be busy and do something useful. I'd rather be busy, and I'll sit down later, but for now, I like to keep going.
And what did Mike Gilliam do before he retired?
Flew for the Air Force for 6 years, and then after that with IBM in marketing for 30 years.
You decided to move to Chapel Hill.
We moved here about 3 years after retiring. In 2004, we moved up from the Atlanta area, and for a couple of years, we got to be with our family, who also lives in the area. We have lots of grandkids in North Carolina, so that was a delight, but pretty soon, I decided to get tapped into activities at the Seymour Center in Chapel Hill. I volunteer doing people's income taxes. People that have low incomes and can't really afford professional assistance. People like Janice Tyler and Kathy Porter and Mira Austin do an awful lot to keep people busy at the Seymour Center. This year, I've been asked to head up a group of people that teach at seniors computer class. And so we call it Seymour Tech in honor of Bob and Pearl Seymour. And we've continued a long tradition that used to be called SeniorNet. And we put on classes about 8 months of the year. And we teach people iPads and Windows, genealogy, and just a whole lot of classes. Once you have to find teachers and find students and do marketing for them, it can keep you kind of busy.
Our listeners probably won't be able to tell this, but you're actually sitting on a bicycle right now. You are actually riding. You do that just to stay in shape or clear your head?
People who know me know I ride a bike around. I stay off the busy streets. I get across MLK and across 15501 as fast as I can, but if I can get away with it, I'll always ride instead of taking a car. I ride to the Seymour Center. When I used to volunteer down at UNC Hospital in the ER or in the Burn Center, I would ride a bike there as well. So it gives me an excuse to get some exercise while I'm going to do something useful.
What would you say to other retired folks out there who feel that they might have something to offer other folks who are less fortunate?
Yeah, just ask yourself, what is it you like doing and what skills and what gifts you've always felt you had? And just imagine yourself sharing that with people who don't have those skills but need them. And then go to someplace like the Seymour Center and hook up with the RSVP program and get started. Just do something and you'll find you can make a big difference.
Our thanks to Walt Mack for the nomination. And congratulations, Mike Gilliam, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations, Eli Jarrett, who knew the answer to the question this morning. Norbert in Harry Potter is the dragon.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dance Design. It's half off, $30 towards costume rental, available now for $15. Need a Halloween costume? Dance Design of Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill has got you covered. Did you know that they have over 700 costumes in stock? And their experienced staff can work with you to find the perfect costume to make your Halloween a smashing success. It's half off from Dance Design. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
57 degrees right now, cool and cloudy. Rain likely, 60% chance, probably in the afternoon. Our high today, about 62 degrees. Another fall-like day.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community. Chapel